You're listening to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, we'll hear about Wachula's Center for Great Apes, the Perez Art Museum Miami, Chef Norman Van Aken, and our Broward Arts Calendar. The world's premier modern and contemporary art show, Art Basel Miami Beach, hits South Florida like a hurricane next week, raising all artistic boats with its creatively influential storm surge. Here's contributor Judith Bishop to tell us more.
Art Basel Miami Beach. It's an annual extravaganza that captures the attention of the international art world. It's a global love fest of the arts, and it's right here in our backyard. A-list galleries from around the world compete for space and then fill their booths with the latest and most sought-after paintings, sculpture, graphics, and photography. Just wander through the Miami Beach Convention Center and experience a wonderland of color and creativity. Last year, over 50,000 people visited, and this year, expectations are high for even bigger crowds at the central event at the Convention Center and at satellite fairs that stretch from the beach to Wynwood to the Design District. All the major Miami museums participate by opening special exhibitions during the fair, and the social scene explodes with more parties than one could possibly attend. Here with us today to preview Art Basel from A to Z is Bob Goodman, publicist extraordinaire, who's represented Art Basel Miami Beach from day one, or as he puts it, from even before day one. Bob Goodman, thank you for joining us today on South Florida Arts Beat. Art Basel Miami Beach in its 12th year, and every year it just gets bigger and bigger and better and better. You've described it as similar to the Olympics or the Super Bowl of the art world, and I think that's really a good starting point for us today.
Thank you, Judy, and thank you, Ed Bell, for inviting me. I think this is probably the 12th year that I've come to your studios to be interviewed and talk about Art Basel, and it's always a pleasure. And I hope we can do it for a lot more years. Yeah, it's been called the Dom Perignon of the art world and the Super Bowl and the Olympics. And it's great that it's here in Miami Beach. I wanted to share with your audience that this past May, we launched Art Basel Hong Kong. So now the three fairs, different times of the year, are platforms for the contemporary modern art world to visit and see.
The scope is tremendous. How many exhibitors will there be, and how many pieces of art? Can you calculate that?
Well, I can't calculate the worth, but I've heard that it's in the billions with a B. It's approximately 260 galleries from all over the world, from South America to Europe and South Africa and Israel and just every continent for sure. And the pieces of art are equally international. Thousands and thousands of quality contemporary art pieces, from art video to sculpture and everything imaginable.
When one walks into the Miami Beach Convention Center, it's overwhelming. There's almost an abundance of riches. It's sort of like being at a buffet and you don't know where to start. Do you have any tips on how to navigate it? Should you circumnavigate and do concentric circles or go to the left or the right?
I have a terrible sense of direction, so I get lost very often when I'm on the floor. But I would just say that it is casual. People can come with the comfortable shoes. There are many venues that you might stop and have something to eat or drink. It's been a very wonderful experience to see how many families have started to come over the years that ordinarily probably would have not gone to a museum. We have thousands of students, both high school and college students, that have come to the fair, which is just great to expand their knowledge and their interest. So I would just say plan to spend the day. You can easily walk the fair in a day and not see everything. It's just a very nice day to go with someone you enjoy being with and just casually walk around. And don't be afraid to ask prices, because none of the art has price tags on them.
That's correct. I want to ask you a question. It's somewhat political. Do you believe that the convention center in Miami Beach is adequate for this? Would you like to see the new and improved version?
Yes, we would like to see a new and improved version. It's adequate, but you're driving your car and it might be 6 or 8 or 10 years old. It's adequate. It gets you where you want to go. But certainly a new, you know, luxurious car would make it more pleasant.
The work of many famous artists is going to be on view, and every year there's a number of standouts. What's going to be memorable this year? Any highlights?
Gee whiz, I couldn't tell you any one piece or anything like that. I know that over the years I've seen some things that I particularly found outstanding, and you just sort of don't know. Like you said before, Judy, it's a buffet, and you know, everyone has different tastes, and that's what makes it so exciting and interesting.
During the recession, I would imagine the art world, along with all other facets of our economy, took a hit. But it looks like we're bouncing back. So what are the expectations? Can you give us a dollar figure on how much might be sold?
I'm sure in the multi-millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. What's really interesting is to see how many visitors come to Miami Beach from all over the world to buy art. These are serious art collectors, and they acquire art that might be in their home, in their collection, in a museum. Your audience might see some very large pieces and say, who would ever buy that for their house? Well, it might be purchased for an office or a hotel or a large facility or place that you wanted to show art. So you never know what the purpose is, why people buy what they do. But again, it's like food or music. We all have different tastes.
That's so true. And speaking of different tastes, there's something for everyone at Art Basel. There's ancillary fairs, Art Miami, Scope, Pulse. Tell us a little bit about that.
What happened over the years as others, we call them satellite fairs, have come on scene. There's 20 now all around Miami Beach and Miami. And the visitors can, and the people that live here certainly can spend a day or more at Art Basel. And then while they're here, they might want to see some of the other art fairs. There's also some major art collections that are open to people to see: the Delacruz collection, Margulies collection, the Scholl collection, Rubel collection, Cisneros. These are major art collectors that have acquired art over their lifetime, and it's now on display at their facilities. And all of this can be found on our website.
And there's everything. There's sculpture, installations, photography, film and video. One film in particular is going to be Nan Golden and her life and her artwork. Where will that be shown?
It'll be at the Colony Theater. It is free and open to the public. It's a first come, first serve. And you're right, every year we do something called Art Film, and it's at the Colony Theater on Lincoln Road, Miami Beach.
And in addition, our museums, all the local museums, rev up, and they have special shows. Their highlight of the year coincides with Art Basel. Do you coordinate with them?
We coordinate, or let's say work in conjunction in promoting and providing information, but they all do this independently. I want to mention that the Perez Museum is scheduled to open a day before Art Basel, and we certainly are thrilled and excited about this new wonderful museum that will be opening. In addition to what you mentioned, I wanted to say that adjacent to the Bass Museum is Collins Park on Miami Beach. That's at 23rd and Collins. We will also be having some major installations there that we call Art Public. It's open to the public, and I think that it's certainly going to be worth anyone to come over and view and walk around the park. I think you'll really find it lovely.
That's a magical event there, to be on the beach and to have the art installations there. Magic is the Magic City, right? And
that's
it's
right.
Art Basel as well. What's the big takeaway when people give you feedback?
Well, those of us that live here and work here enjoy it and think it's great. But to the visitors that come from cold weather and places that where they've never seen pink buildings and palm trees, to see art displayed near the ocean and to be able to walk around in short sleeve shirts in the evening is very exciting. And they go back to their homes talking about it and taking pictures. So it's all good for them, and it's certainly wonderful for us.
An art tour and a tropical vacation all rolled into one.
Exactly.
Bob Goodman, thank you for joining us, and good luck with Art Basel this year.
The time went by too fast, Judy.
Always does.
Thank you.
Art Basel Miami Beach is open to the public from December 5th through the 8th. For more information, log on to artbasel.com or telephone 305-674-1292. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC, CNBC, and WNET. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.